So if you haven't already, as you're getting comfortable, finding a place where your body can relax, where you can be free of distractions, go ahead and close your physical eyes. That minimizes the distractions from around you, because the eyes are always hungry. So closing the eyes will allow us to turn inward to the breath, an easy way to begin to connect inside, a simple way. And when we bring our attention, our gratitude to the breath, we can begin to experience the power of presence. The simple presence of breathing in and breathing out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Nothing to fix. The mind can go quiet. Nothing to figure out or resolve. We can still the nervous system. Allow any anxiety or worry to simply dissipate at this time. We can know inside ourselves that all is well in this moment. The power of presence, holding for ourselves, for all those parts of us that can get scattered, that can get distracted, that can get worried or frustrated or angry or fearful. We can be present with ourselves and hold. Hold in the essence, that sacred essence of who we are. And as we focus on the breath, still begin to experience the blessing of simply being present. So in that presence, remembering to establish that center column of light, bringing the light forward. Also in this presence, opening our heart to ourself in this presence. Appreciating our basic self in this presence. And with each breath, begin to feel the energy, the vibration increase in this presence. And being aware that as we become more present to ourselves, there's other levels of presence that begin to show up. A greater presence, if you will. Hard to describe, very subtle, and yet there it is, a greater presence that joins with our presence. This greater presence is also you. So for this next few moments, allow yourself to open and experience the greater presence of you for you. Good. Now continuing to breathe in this presence, remembering the callings and the blessings of our callings are here to serve the greater good. First, the greater good in ourself, and then the greater good for the planet, for our neighbors, our family, our country, our circle of friends, or whatever comes to mind. How does your calling, the blessing of your calling, and the power of your presence serve the greater good? So right now, whatever pops in where you can serve and share your blessing with the greater good, imagine or intend using your creative imagination, however it works for you, that you simply radiate out the blessing of your calling and the power of your presence to whatever came forward to receive that blessing. And just trust it. Could have been a situation or circumstance in the world. Could have been a friend or a family member or many friends or many family members. Could have been a part of you that came forward. Trust. Just experience sharing, serving your blessing through the power of your presence, the greater good of that person, place, situation, or circumstance. Good. Now let that fade away. And now another situation, circumstance, person, or place will come forward in your creative imagination. A place that you can serve the greater good by sharing the blessing and the presence of you. So again, just let that come forward in your consciousness, trust, and experience the radiation of your blessing and who you are through the presence of you serving the greater good. Good. And let that fade. And now one last time. Allow the next situation, circumstance, person, place to come forward. Trust, allow, that is ready to receive the radiance of your blessing from your calling this lifetime, the power of your presence, serving the greater good. Good. And let that fade. And we place all of this into the light. All the ways in which we have opened to serve the greater good. We know that all has taken place. There's nothing else to do but allow the highest light to serve in us and through us. So be it, and so it is. And when you're ready, just gently bring yourself back. Wiggle your toes and fingers. You have some water handy, you might want to drink it.